Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome back to UBU IB Me. I have a follow-up interview today here with Michelle Ray of Center Within. Our conversation went so well the other day, we just had to get her back on as we ran out of time. So we're going to go over some key points today and get back in touch with Michelle Ray, and I will see if we can get her on the line right now. Michelle, are you there?
Hello. I am. Hello, Brian.
Oh, hello, Michelle. It's nice to hear from you again.
Great to be invited back. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I just want to get rolling right into things here today. I know we ran out of time last time, so I actually budgeted a little bit more time today just in case our conversation went as good or even better than last time. So just briefly, if you could tell people a brief introduction about yourself, your business, and kind of what you do.
Yes, the name of my business is The Center Within, and I offer holistic coaching that supports people personally, professionally, and as well as organizations on their path to waking up to transformation. And I have an office in Bloomington, Minnesota, and have access, as we all do, through web conferencing and voice and telephones to be able to do coaching around the world. It is such an exciting time where we are shifting in so many ways from our own inner beliefs and paradigms to our structures in the organizations, whether it's education or government or finance or healthcare. And it's a time for all of us who are on the path to holistic health and healing to find each other, support each other, both as practitioners and as patients, to really optimize our inner center within, our inner wisdom, our inner compassion as we go about our lives with our families as well as work, to be able to co-create who we are becoming with optimal health and wellness.
Absolutely. And you're right. It is a very exciting time that we're living in right now. We've got all of these tools, all of this technology at our disposal. You and I are in different states, two different time zones, but, you know, are able to reconnect over the internet, over the phone, and you know, have a platform here to speak to other people, which is just amazing in this day and age. So, yeah, definitely happy to have this opportunity. Last time, we got through about everything that I wanted to ask you and touch about, except for a couple things. So in the idea of, you know, using this platform to reach out and help as many people as we possibly can, what are some things, in your opinion or through your studies, that you found that, you know, even if somebody didn't come into you directly, or, you know, if they're just listening over the, you know, on the internet, but they want to make a change, they want to do something for themselves right now to start living a healthier and better life, what are some things that you might suggest to that person that they could start doing just right now?
There are a number of tools that we can use and have access to in the present moment, and it is worthy for all of us to build that toolkit. I find there's two sort of containers or pockets of things we can do right now. One of them is inner practices, and the other is reaching out for assistance outside of ourselves. So if we start with our inner practices, I find the very first step for any of us to break out of patterns and move into more holistic and whole living is to be aware of what's actually occurring in the present moment inside of us. So one of the things that we want to pay attention to right now is, how is my body feeling? Is it tight? Is there pain? Is there coming and going pain? Is there chronic? How about in my emotions? Do I run high? Do I run high in my anxiety? Do I linger in depression? Where are my emotions? And then how about behaviorally? What are my behaviors that happen that are supporting wellness and things that are not supporting wellness. So one of the things that we can do in addition to paying attention to what I call our stress response and getting very familiar with our stress symptoms so that we can notice them when they come up and then we can apply and engage in a practice to reverse them. The second thing I would offer for right now is pay attention to what triggers your stress response. Is it a person? Is it a particular aspect of your job? Is it a particular type of a food, for instance, that activates an allergic reaction? But start paying attention to the triggers in your life. And most often triggers themselves are neutral in terms of, you know, getting caught in traffic, let's say. And for some people, an example of a trigger getting caught in traffic is, oh my goodness, I'm totally relaxed and this is a gift and I'm going to put on my favorite iPod and listen to my podcast. And for other people, they totally activate their stress response, physically start getting agitated emotionally and mentally in our thoughts. And so I think that's the first step, is I call it assessing our current condition. And then the second step, once we notice it, again, as quickly as possible, we can start to reverse it. And we can apply the relaxation response to our mind, body, and heart. And that can be a list of things as simple as breathing. Taking a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth literally reverses cortisol and adrenaline in our physiology and activates the relaxation response, producing endorphins and oxytocin, for instance, and a cascading number of other biological changes that happen to activate the relaxation response. So I invite all of us to get familiar with what our favorite, I call them transforming practices are. It can be the breath. It can be guided imagery, just imagining a place that you've been or would like to be that's very calming. We can focus on our five senses in this moment, bringing my attention back to this moment and out of the worry of maybe the past or the future. What do I hear? What do I smell? What does it feel like on my skin? What's the sensation? What am I seeing? What am I hearing? Maybe even tasting. And that practice can bring us back into the present moment. We can go for a walk in nature. We can pick up the phone and call a good friend. I have a new book out called Living from the Center Within, Co-Creating Who We Are Becoming. And there's an entire chapter dedicated to transforming practices. And it's a wonderful toolkit to build so we can rely on it when we have a stress response.
Excellent. That is absolutely great advice. Yeah, the breathing I've found to be very, very influential and very important, yeah, throughout my life, absolutely. You mentioned that you have recently released a book, and going back to all the modern tools and things that we have at our disposal, just out of curiosity, how did you put that together? Did you go like the traditional route of going through like a, you know, like a publisher and like having it edited and all this and that, or did you use like some kind of digital format to do it all yourself?
Well, it was a combination of the two. It's a book about it's an invitation for all of us to be at service in the highest level of consciousness we can. And it walks us through ancient traditions as well as current findings in mind-body science and quantum physics, and using these mindfulness practices, opening our awareness to these higher levels of consciousness, to intuition and synchronicity and revelation. And so it's work I've been doing for the last 20 years, and the book came about with clients and students asking, do you have something in writing that kind of talks about this process of human development, which is sort of my gig. And so what I did was I started writing, and I talked to a variety of people, did some of it, most of it on my own, and then decided to hire an editor who was priceless in the process, had several readers that I knew that were great English majors or writers themselves that gave feedback, and then I went out and had a conversation a couple times with one of the publishers in town here who publishes this type of book on human consciousness and human development. And in the end, it was initially just giving me advice on where to go for self-publishing. And in the end, Paragon House ended up publishing the book. And it was one of those projects that many of us, if we can get in that flow, took care of itself. And finding the editor came to me, and finding a publisher came to me, and even some of the endorsements that I got were a couple, you know, some really powerful people in the wellness community that came forward and offered to endorse the book. So I feel like it's been a labor of love and a combination of trusting myself, putting that intention out on that field of consciousness, and watching the magic arise. Simultaneously to some hard work, you know, and lots of tasks. So both an and.
Absolutely, yeah. And that's another thing that I have found and going forward with, you know, pursuing, you know, my own endeavors, is that nothing happens with just, you know, sitting around and thinking about it. You have to actually put in the work, and once you start working down that correct path, things start happening. So I definitely want to offer congratulations about all of that work that you've put in and having that actually manifest out into the world. That's an amazing thing. So congratulations on that book.
Thank you, Brian. Yeah, we do need each other to continue to encourage us and stop and celebrate the milestones as well. So thank you.
Absolutely. Well, you're very welcome. And in speaking of, you know, putting in the work, you know, that obviously has to happen. It must happen in order for things to manifest out into the world. So in thinking about those types of things, what are some challenges that you've faced along the timeline of, you know, getting yourself set up? Or if we can't go into a whole lot of detail about that, maybe what are some challenges that you see out in the natural healthcare community of getting that to be more to the forefront? So feel free to touch on either one of those things or both for us.
Yes, I think that for me, one of the challenges has been feeling isolated. And so one of the things that I really recommend to all of us practitioners, as well as healthcare patients, which we all are practitioners, to find our community and to make that effort to nurture relationships, whether it's joining a networking group or a meetup group or a mastermind group, but to find our colleagues and to get out there and see what they're doing and how they're marketing and how we are able to reach out into the community. Challenges of us as natural healthcare and holistic integrative providers is that some of us, in my case as a coach, is not covered by insurance. So that's one of our challenges. Another challenge is to be visible, to be able to have people find us. It's not, we're not in the, you know, insurance book under podiatrist, for instance, where we're the current system automatically funnels people to the allopathic Western medicine. And so another challenge is just to be visible and to be seen, and so our patients can find us out in the world. And I think the other piece is to continue to do our own work and to continue learning the news, things that come out. The challenge on working on the edge of our human development in a holistic wellness is that there's always new things happening. So one of the challenges is to stay connected to the new research and to continue adding new skills to us as practitioners and for us as patients to keep trying new things, you know, to play with it and realize it's not a one-stop shop. We're now in a collaboration. One of the challenges is the old model. I'm the expert. I tell you what to do and you go home and do it. Or as usually was the case, we didn't, right? And now we're in this collaboration. So a challenge is that we as patients need to step up and find out what we're willing to do and find and co-create, co-participate in our own wellness, back to the lifestyle medicine and some of the underlying pieces that will give us the best chance for wellness, and then have the additional help of the acupuncture and massage therapist or the coach or the dietitian or the Reiki master or any number of wonderful external supports. But they're not the magic bullet. They're not the ones who are going to fix us. We have the healing capacity inside. So the challenge is to collaborate and to keep doing our own inner work.
Yeah, that is definitely a challenge, and something that I've seen in being a massage therapist myself, or working at other clinics, things like that. The people that get the results, they are the ones who put in the work at home. They follow the recommendations, that actually adhere to the diet or nutritional changes or lifestyle changes that we're recommending for people. We can do the actual physical or mental suggestive type of work with them, but you're right, they absolutely have to realize that the change truly lies within them. And that is something, you're right, that's one of the biggest challenges that I've seen thus far, especially as we're working towards this big paradigm shift, going away from the Western Medical Society, where they tell you, yeah, come see me, we'll give you this pill, or we'll do this little surgery, and then you'll be fixed, and you don't really have to do anything except pay for it. That is going to be the biggest. That's going to be the biggest one going forward, is kind of reintegrating the patient back into their own healthcare and their own wellness. And it's going to be a mind-blowing moment once we all kind of figure that out.
I couldn't agree more. We are, and it happens, it just takes a small percentage of people to make that shift, on behalf of the collect, to really move out there. And I think for all of us, finding what we makes our heart sing, again, as we continue our own growth, whether we're providing care or receiving care, to really embrace that. And when we do that, people notice, people in our families, in our communities, and it happens by our own commitment, and then letting that ripple out, living a holistic and integrative, healthy life, and then seeing the impact it has as it radiates out into our networks and communities.
Yeah, you're right, absolutely. You make a change like that, and it, manifests outwardly or inwardly, and people do. They notice. They say, hey, what did you do different? Or, you seem better, you seem happier, what did you do? Because they, intrinsically, they want that for themselves, too. And so, once we start being the change that we want to see in the world, you're right, it just like the ripple in the pond, it carries outward. Very good point.
Well, and I really want to just stop and congratulate you and thank you for all the hard work that you are doing and the organization that you're working with is doing in exposing and bringing the invitation to the community, letting us natural holistic healers be known in the community and helping in your own personal way, it sounds like, with your own life and your own practice, as well as supporting this organization that is definitely impacting the planet. So thank you for the contributions of your organization as well, Brian.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I definitely appreciate that. Yeah, it is nice to be recognized, and it's just a good feeling all around to be able to be a part of it. And definitely do not take it for granted. It's a wonderful feeling. Well, Michelle, I think we finally got all the way through my little wrap-up sheet that I wanted to touch on here today. We do have a little bit of time left in case there's anything that you would like to kind of reiterate or maybe something that you had on your mind that is kind of on the forefront of things that you've been seeing in the industry or anything like that. So feel free to kind of use a few minutes here to kind of have your final thoughts.
I think one of the things that comes to me as you give me that invitation, Brian, is that we are pioneers, and we need to hold dear
to our hearts that this is an inside-out job. And remember and not get too discouraged when the masses don't immediately jump on board. It's requiring patience, you know, and anytime throughout history when we're making these big paradigm shifts, you know, whether it's the time of thinking that going from thinking the earth is flat to the earth is round, and the huge uproar that it causes in science, let's just say, and the huge uproar in science when quantum physics got invented, you know. And so we're in that same paradigm shift where we as practitioners and healers who know and see the results of holistic healing can feel very discouraged and sometimes laughed at and belittled and, you know, just so feel the resistance and take it personally. So I think for us also is we vote with our dollars and we go to see our holistic practitioners and we know the impact that they're having. Be willing to speak about it in our circles. We don't need to impose it down anyone's throat and we don't need to, you know, take a dagger to the old systems that are dying out. But we also have to take it a little lightly and not be too impatient and not be too discouraged if the process and the shift towards holistic health and healing and having the inner wisdom and inner healer be our guide, if it takes longer than we would like, and I don't know any one of us natural practitioners that that is not the case, that we have to find that balance to bring ourselves back to our center within and practice what we preach, breathe through it, and look for the openings. Let the patients who are ready find us. Have the conversations at the dinner parties or around our table with our extended family. See where there are openings and offer our own experience with this phenomenal work in the world, but not to cram it down people's throat or be imposing or belittling to the systems that you and I both know are insufficient, and there's new ones on the horizon that are moving towards being the mainstream. So I think as practitioners and patients, we can sometimes back away if we get resistance from the mainstream, and I think we need to be really cautious about that. And converse to that, as I have already said, really continue to find our tribe and create that critical mass to have the healing be available and prevalent across the planet.
Well, that was very, very well said. Absolutely. We need to have our patience. We need to find our openings and not be discouraged and not be frustrated by those people or those organizations that aren't quite ready to make the shift yet, because you're right. We will find the right people. You know, if we just keep going and put in the work, we'll find the right people, we'll find the right process, and things will manifest how they are meant to be. And I just couldn't agree more. Well, Michelle, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you again. I look forward to talking with you again in the future. And I'll definitely be in touch with you in creating another show with some more topics and some more things that we can discuss in order to put more healing out into the world.
That sounds great, Brian. Thank you very much. And we will infuse our call today with love and light and healing energy and put it on the field so that anyone, anytime that listens to this can get a little dose of healing, love, and light.
Absolutely. Well, Michelle, again, it's been an absolute pleasure, and we will let you go and get back to the Center Within.
Thank you very much, Brian. Bye now.
All righty. Bye-bye. And that was Michelle Ray with the Center Within, and she had some excellent, excellent points. We have to take responsibility for our own care. We have to find our tribe. We have to reach out to other people without feeling pressured, without feeling, without feeling needy. We just have to create our own healing within our own selves, and it will manifest out into the world like those ripples in the pond. And touching on the technology side of what we discussed and the finding your own tribe, I just want to briefly remind those that are listening that UBU IBME is the site for all holistic and healthcare practitioners to come to be found and be seen by people that are searching for whatever that you do, be it acupuncture or holistic coaching like our wonderful guest Michelle Ray, or massage therapy or a chiropractic. If you have a business that fits into these categories and are looking to be found, you need to be on UBU IBME. And the best part of it is it's free. It costs you absolutely nothing to be a part of our site and to be found by those that are searching for you. So if you are looking for another avenue to be found and to be seen, please create a free account on UBU IBME, and we look forward to serving you. Once again, my name is Brian Elam. I am your host for the UBU IBME podcast. And just remember, happy and healthy is what we all want. And at UBU IBME, we'll help you get it. Have a very blessed and wonderful day. Bye-bye now.